的时候，我就要抢回这个王位，又把耶稣又挤开了。
I became the self-centered again.
我又成为那个自我中心的人了。
Now Jesus reminds us that we need to deny ourselves.
耶稣提醒我们说，我们要否认自己。
That means that I deny the self-lordship.
否认自我做主的这个权利。
And then he also said that we need to take up the cross. That means I had to die for my earthly ambitions.
要背起他的十字架，就是说向我们自己这个世俗的这些愿望盼望来死。
And then I also need to lose my life for him.
然后为耶稣和福音丧掉生命。
So now I need to repent and ask him back to the throne.
那当我坐回这个自我中心的宝座的时候，我就需要来认罪悔改，然后再请耶稣来再重新坐在这个王位上。
We are under his lordship.
耶稣是我们的主。
And we relinquish those secular values to him.
所以我就要把我自己这个原本属于世俗的这些观念和价值都交出来。
Now consider the following ways to help us to follow Jesus.
那我们有实际的这个步骤可以帮助我们来跟随耶稣。
Next page.下一页，对吗 ？Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. 再下一页吧。再下一页。再下一页。Okay. All right.So let's look at how do we surrender our life to Christ.
那我们怎么才能降服于基督，把我们的生命主权交出去呢？
下一页。Okay. So first is that we need to root our lives in His love.
首先，我们的生命要扎根在基督的爱里。
We need to grasp how wide, how long, how deep, how high.That Christ's love is for us.
我们要真正能够明白耶稣基督的爱是多么的长阔高深。
But how much of a sacrifice that he has made for us?
他为我们做的牺牲是怎样的大？
It's just incredible.
这个是真的是难以言喻的。
Now, when I was in the delivery room when my daughter was born.
我女儿出生的时候，我当时就在产房里。
When the doctor passed her to me and put her in my arms, I saw her face the first time.
当这个医生把她抱过来，然后放在我的手臂里，我第一次看到她的脸的时候
，I fell in love.
我那个时候真的是好像心都化了，一下子就爱上她了。
I would do anything for her.
我当时就那个感受就是我愿意为她付出一切。
So I got up in the middle of the night. I would feed her.
就是因为这样的爱，所以我能够半夜起来，然后给他喂奶。
I'll change those stinky diapers.
换那个恶臭的尿布。
And now she plays violin, and she said, "Daddy, I want to go to the music camp."
那她现在呢，长大了，开始学小提琴。她跟我讲说，我想去那个音乐夏令营。
It's very expensive.
很贵的哦。
I want a computer for myself.
我需要换电脑了，需要买一台新电脑。
Sure, you can go.
但是你还是去夏令营吧。
Now, love is a very powerful force that will move us off the throne.
这个爱是一个非常强有力的动力，可以让我们能够从这个自我中心的宝座上下来。
It's when we recognize that how much He loves that Jesus loves us.
所以当我们认识到耶稣到底有多么爱我们的时候
It will give us a second thought to drag him off the throne.
我们就不会那么轻易地把他从宝座上推下来。
Because it's easier to obey him when we recognize that he loves me that much.
当我们真的认识到耶稣有多么爱我们的时候顺服于他就没有那么难了。
Because I want him to be on the throne because that's where he should be.
我想让他坐在宝座上，因为那是他该在的位置。
下一页。Next one is our head needs to be filled with God's word.
下一条呢，就是我们的头脑里要充满了神的话。
We need to be serious in learning God's word.
我们真的是要认真学神的话。
Now, if we need to know the spiritual values which come from the Bible, we need to study it.
我们当我们能够明白说这个圣经里带给我们的这个属灵的这个好处的时候，这个宝贝的时候，我们就会愿意学习它。
And today, there's so much of resources that's available in our fingertip.
那我们今天这个随手可及都有很多的资源可以帮助我们。
You can go onto the internet, you can get all kinds of versions of the Bible.
你可以上网，有各种版本的圣经。
You have commentaries you can read about.
你也可以看到这些解经书都可以读。
And you can also attend Bible study groups and Sunday school. It's all available for you.
你可以参加查经小组，你也可以参加主日学，有很多的机会可以让你学习神的话。
But the challenge is whether we are willing to spend the time.
资源是有的，但是这个困难在于我们是不是愿意花时间来做这件事。
If we want Jesus to be on the throne, we must know what the spiritual values are.
如果我们想让耶稣坐在宝座上的话，我们必须自己先明白这个属灵的价值是有多么宝贵。
And the Holy Spirit will help us to understand them.
那圣灵也会帮助我们学习神的话，明白神的话。
Third is we need to walk in the Spirit.
然后第三条，我们要依靠圣灵来做行事。
We need to be intentional to choose the spiritual values.
我们需要刻意的去选择这个属灵的价值。
You know that when we are self-centered, the root of those what we want to be, the desire that we want, the wealth, the fame.And the prestige and all that, they are deeply rooted in our lives.
当我们自我为中心的时候，我们那些这个自我价值的实现，然后要得到认可的这种渴望，还有这个为自己争取的这个心，是深深的在我们里面的。
And then when Jesus came to our heart, and by His grace, He has cut that root.
当耶稣进到我们心里来的时候，他靠着恩典把这个根割掉了。
But the self-centeredness is still grabbing on, and then it will relinquish it very progressively.
可是这个自我中心的这个概念呢，没有那么轻易就能够抹杀掉。他还是想要，还是在那里。所以我们要这个能够使他能够离开，是一个慢慢的过程。
So we need to be vigilant on temptations.
所以我们要谨慎，要免得遇见试探。
So we need to be very intentional, choose the spiritual values.
所以我们要小心的、刻意的去选择。属灵的价值。
Now many years ago, was one time I rented a truck, and I had to return the truck.
那有几年前，我租过一辆那个很大的卡车，然后用完了以后需要去还。
And a brother Chris, 齐勇弟兄 was following me to give me a ride home.
那我去还车的时候呢，那个齐勇弟兄他就开了另外一辆车跟着我，这样我还了车以后，他就可以带坐他的车回家。
So as I drove into the gate of that rental place, I bumped into the gate and then got busted.
那我那个在开这个卡车进到那个停车他的那个停车场的时候呢，就撞到那个停车场的门，把这门撞坏了。
And then I parked the car, and then both Chris and I came out, and we started looking on damage.
然后我们就赶快把车停下来，就看这个门到底撞成什么样子了。
And then very quickly we looked around.
然后看了一下门，然后就赶快看看四周。
No one was there.
那时候很晚了，没有什么，周围没有人。
And then Chris tried to comfort me and say, "No one saw it."
然后齐勇还安慰我说，没有人看到，没有人看到。
So I walked into the office.
所以呢，然后我们俩就走到那个还车的那个地方办公室。
I opened the door.
然后开门进去。
And I walked to the counter.
然后要走到那个柜台前。
It was a very long walk.
你知道吗？对于我来说，那是很长的一段路。
I was struggling and say, should I tell them?
因为那个时候我心里在挣扎，说我要不要跟他们讲我做了。
So the serviceman came in and said, got the keys, and then said, was everything all right?
那这个时候来接的这个人就拿了钥匙以后就说，都没问题是吧？
I hesitated to answer his question.
我不知道该怎么回答当时。
I was really hoping that she said, give me the receipt, and I walk out, we go home, then everything will be all right.
然后我那就真想说你不要这么多话，你赶快把这个收据给我，我就走了就好了。
And then another serviceman came in and said, "Hey, our door got busted."
那这个时候呢，这另外一个人就走进来说，哎，我们那个门怎么坏了？
I was hoping that he would just give me the receipt and I could just walk away.
我本来想的是说谁也不提这件事，然后给我收据，我就走了就好了。
I was thinking that no one saw it.
然后那时候还在心里还在挣扎说没有人看到是我做的。
Really?
真的没有人看到吗？
Chris saw it, I saw it.
齐勇看到了，我自己也看到了。
God saw it and the devil saw it.
神看到了，魔鬼也看到了。
I can't really just leave like that, go free.
我不能说好像没有做过一样就走开了。
So I said, I busted.
所以那时候我就只好承认说是我撞的。
Now, long story short, I have to pay about $650 for the repair.
那长话短说，我最后要付花650块钱来那个修这个门。
It was a lot of money.
很贵的。
But I chose.The spiritual values.
但是在那个时候，我选择了这个属灵的价值。
Because I know that that is the right thing to do, and because Jesus is on the throne.
因为我知道这个是这样做是对的，然后我也要耶稣坐在我的这个生命的主权上。
Next. Now, by chance, if we fall into temptations, and then the secular values just overtook us.
但是当有的时候我们真的是没有敌过试探，然后跌倒了，这个属世的这个价值又回到我们当中的时候，
We need to recognize it and repent of it.
那我们需要认识到我们做的这件事，然后要悔改。
That's what I call the gospel moment.
我把它称为灵光瞬间。
It means that when I recognize that Jesus is no longer on the throne, I need to put him back on the throne.That moment is the gospel moment.
这个灵光瞬间就是我意识到耶稣已经没有在我的心里做主了，我要把他摆回这个做主的地位，让他重新坐在王位上。
Now remember 2 weeks ago that I was not too kind to Brother Tom?
那记得我刚才讲过说两个星期之前我对圣阳弟兄很不客气。
Now right after service, I went to him and apologized to him.
所以当这个崇拜结束以后，我就赶快找到他，然后向他道歉。
And in fact, he was leaving. I had to run out to the parking lot to apologize to him.
实际上，他那个时候因为要去上班，所以已经走出去了。我得跑到追到停车场去跟他道歉。
I need to recognize that I need to get off from the throne and then put Jesus back on the throne.
我意识到我需要自己从这个宝座上下来，让耶稣能够重新坐回我心里的王位。
That's the gospel moment.
这就是我所谓的灵光瞬间。
And when the gospel moments occur.Less frequently, that means that we're getting more mature, we're getting better, better and better.
当这个灵光瞬间的时候越来越少的时候，就是说你的这个属灵生命的长进也会越来越好。
Now, when the gospel moments happen too often, that really means that God is pointing at you that there are some areas that you and God need to work on.
而当这个灵光瞬间好像很频繁的发生的时候，你自己要注意了，这个可能就是神告诉你说你在这个生活这个方面需要花更多的力气。
Maybe those areas is that your self-centeredness is so prevalent that God is pointing at that to you.
也可能在那些地方就是你的这个自我中心自我掌控非常强的地方，神要提醒你说你在这里需要花更多的功夫。
SoThe goal is to surrender all our areas of life to Jesus.
所以我们的目标是要让我们生活的各个方面都降服于基督。
He needs to be on the throne in all areas.
在我们生活的每一个方面，耶稣都应该坐在宝座上。
Now we all have different struggles, and there are certain areas are strongholds that we really don't want to let go.
我们每个人挣扎的这个困难不同，我们每个人这个为难的地方不同。
But he will work with us, and then he will help us to surrender to him.
但神会帮助我们，他会和我们同工，帮助我们来把我们的这个生命降服于他。
And let him be on the throne.
让耶稣来坐在我们的宝座上。
Next. So for next few weeks, can we do the following?
所以从现在开始，在以后的几个星期，我们能不能来做一个操练
？Next. So.If you have not attended Sunday schools,
如果你没有上过主日学
I would like to invite you to come to the Sunday school right after service.
所以我想请你在这个崇拜之后就去参加一个主日学
If you don't have a small Bible study group to attend on the weekdays,
如果你在周间没有参加小组查经,
I will ask you to find one and go to those groups.
我也想请你找到一个你合适的小组，然后去参加小组查经。
Because God's word is so important in our spiritual growth.
因为神的话语对我们这个属灵的成长是非常重要的。
So I encourage all of you to go.
所以我鼓励大家参加聚会或者查经或者是主日学来学习神的话。
Okay. Number two is that let's learn maybe we can forsake our rights for Jesus.
然后第二条呢，我们一起来学习为主放弃我们自我的权利。
Now, sometimes that it feel like we need to grab it, but for a better cause, we can let go.
有的时候我们真的是很不愿意放下，但是为了一个更高的一个目标，我们要学习舍弃。
If my wife is telling me something and then I don't think that's a good thing and I don't like her tone of voice,
那当我的太太跟我说话的时候，我不喜欢她的那个语气，然后不愿意做这些事情。
I can give up my right to talk back at her.
我可以放弃我跟她反驳、跟她争执的权利。
If someone is cut in front of me,
如果当有人在我前面这样一下冲到我前面开车的时候，
I can let him have it.
我可以就说没关系，你就在我前面好了。
Let's try that because you know that Jesus is on the throne. It's no big deal.
你可以试试看，耶稣是你的主，这些事情都没有什么大不了的。
Next. And when we recognize that you are selfish, self-centered, and Jesus is not on the throne,
然后呢，就是当我们认识到耶稣没有坐在宝座上，你又在以自我为中心的时候，
and then you just accidentally bumped him off.
你就是好像不小心就自己又坐回去了。
Repent and ask him back to the throne.
要悔改，然后请耶稣再重新坐回这个宝座上。
And practice those.Gospel moments.
要操练这个灵光瞬间。
Now, just imagine that all our lives are Christ-centered. We are be more like Christ-centered.
你能想象一下，如果我们每一个人都能够变得更以基督为中心
，What will be your life be like?
你的生命会变成什么样子呢
？You probably will have other people will recognize it.
我想可能别人从你身上会看到不同。
Your family will appreciate that you put them before you.
你的家人会很高兴说你不再以自己为中心，你愿意为了他们牺牲。
And then your coworkers maybe to see the change in you, and then you can be a good witness for the Lord.
你的同事也会看到你的改变，你就能够为神做见证。
What would you gain to lose yourself for Jesus?
当你为了耶稣牺牲自己的时候，你到底能够得到什么呢
？And also, just imagine that our church has many, many more Christ-centered Christians.
那你再想象一下，如果我们教会有很多很多这种以耶稣为中心的基督徒
，And we will show our peace and love to all others.
我们会把平安和这个爱带给每一个人。
And then when other people see us, and then they see the real difference, the reason is that Jesus is real.
当别人看到我们，就看到说耶稣是真实的。
I pray that our church is a church that lifts up Jesus.
我的祷告就是我们教会能够高举耶稣。
And many people will come to know him through us because we are the convincing evidence.To believe in Jesus.
许多人因着我们的见证能够 确定然后想要认识耶稣愿意来认识他
Because Jesus should be on the throne.
因为耶稣他本来是该坐在宝座上的
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告
Dear Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to recognize that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，让我们可以认识到你真是那位万王之王、万主之主。
And help us that we'll put you in our throne.
请你帮助我们，真的是把你，请你坐在我们心里的宝座上。
Even though that we confess that we are your believers and we are your followers, but sometimes that we don't put you on the throne.
虽然我们说我们是跟随你的人，我们是基督徒，但是有的时候我们没有让你坐在宝座上。
Help us to really recognize that and help us to deliberately choose the spiritual values.
请你真的是帮助我们能够意识到，然后也愿意刻意的去选择那个属灵的价值。
That our lives will be different.
使我们的生命因此得到改变。
Our lives are the Christ-centered life.
使我们的生命成为以基督为中心的生命。
We surrender everything to you.
我们要把一切的主权都交给你。
So that you will give us the life that you intended for us.
而你就可以把你为我们计划好的美好的生命赐给我们。
We thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.